Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper, a vigil at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. for Charlie Kirk.
The media said that Turning Point could never run a ground game. They weren't experienced. They didn't know Charlie, right?
Video playing there of President Trump speaking about Kirk, who was killed Wednesday in Utah while addressing college students. Our Carter Evans is covering.
Charlie just kept pursuing his dream.
The outpouring of support for slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk is mounting outside Turning Point USA's Phoenix headquarters, the nonprofit he founded in 2012. While in Utah, Governor Spencer Cox provided new details about the alleged gunman's personal life.
The roommate was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female. This partner has been incredibly cooperative. Had no idea that this was happening and is working with investigators right now.
When asked if the roommate's gender identity was relevant to the investigation, the governor said,
"That's what we're trying to figure out right now."
Cox was on CNN. A man is shot and killed at a Walmart in Colorado.
It happened in the parking lot of the store in the city of Centennial. Deputies were responding to a call about someone with a machete and a knife who was shoplifting. When the man advanced toward the deputies, one of them shot him with a taser, but it wasn't effective. When the man continued moving toward them, another deputy shot him. Sheriff's Office spokesman Anders Nelson.
This is an active and ongoing investigation.
The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel following an attack on Qatar's capital that Israel says targeted senior Hamas leaders. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I think his visit here is a testament to the durability, the strength of the Israeli-American alliance.
The mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, says he is not happy about President Trump saying the National Guard is heading there. This local says she isn't either.
I think his visit here
happened in the parking
lot. It's so unreal. Just like to everybody.
Memphis is great. I don't think we need the National Guard. There's way worse things going on in the world that they should be worried about. But no one's getting assassinated here.
Moments ago, Trump said he is banking on a big cut as the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates by 0.25% this week. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Right now, if you look at the Fed's job, it's a real tough one because the job market is weakening at the same time that inflation is re-accelerating.
Hundreds of guys named Ryan got together in New York City to try and break a world record.
It's so unreal. Just like to everyone's the same name as you.
He came in from Australia for the Guinness World Records. They're still trying to figure out if they got it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 57. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday, lows in the mid-50s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 60. Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 84, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
Right now, it's 80.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council. You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned.
Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Been a wrong time. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to catch hung up in my mind. Give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. I got the cue of my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seemed like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seemed like the wrong, wrong, wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way to go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but I must have took a wrong train.
Down to be wrong, don't need to be right. I left you the keys, I left on the lights. I locked myself out of the house. I'm on the next flight, you can't talk me out of it.
Could be easy to change my mind.
down. I was so high last night, I thought burn it to the ground. You never helped me, it was like hell for me. But you're the greatest pretender, so just keep pretending. Just keep pretending. Oh, I bet you wish it could be easy to change my mind.
The sister act Haim with Down to Be Wrong from their recently released album, I Quit. That was just a couple of months ago in June when that one was released. And before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music this week with the great Dr. John Mac Rebenek. Yes, In the Right Place is the name of the album. Right Place, Wrong Time is the name of the track. Welcome back, everyone. As we move along with songs that are wrong, we have a couple more good ones here coming up. Ooh, nice. A couple, three here that I think are really fantastic. We're going to start off with Mr. Keb Moe, which I don't think I've ever played him on this show before, which is awesome. I love Keb Moe, and we get to play his song, Am I Wrong, right now.
Am I wrong? Falling in love with you. Tell me, am I wrong? Well, falling in love with you. While your other man was out there cheating at night, stepping all over you. Tell me, am I wrong? Holding on to you so tight. Tell me, am I wrong? Holding on to you so tight. If your other man come to claim you, he better be ready for a long, hard fight. Well, I got to be strong. Well, I know you're depending on me. You know I got to be strong. I know you're depending on me to give you all of my attention, all of my time, and all of the love you need. Oh, tell me, am I wrong? Trying to hold on to you. Tell me, am I wrong? Trying to hold on to you. I just wanna make a home for you.
trembling hand, you did me wrong. Well, you did me wrong. Well, you did me wrong, baby. That's why I'm singing this song. Well, I'll never fall in love again if I should live 300 years. I'll never give my heart to another woman, no matter who she is. You did me wrong. Well, you did me wrong. Singing this song. I won't do that no more. You did me wrong. Mm, you did me wrong. Well, you did me wrong, baby. That's why I'm singing a song. Well, there'll be a hot day in January. A dog will sing to the leaf. Why let another woman make a doggone fool of me? You did me wrong.
Oh, got a lot of great blues singers this week. That was Bobby Blue Bland with You Did Me Wrong. And before that, we heard, oh, the fantastic voice of Sade with Mr. Wrong. Stick around, everyone. Lots more great music to come. Going back to the 90s. Yep, going back to that well once again. We're going to play probably the hairiest band that came out of the 1990s. They had a couple of hits. And for some reason, a lot of people didn't like them. Well, they weren't that bad. I guess I'm playing their music, so I must not have thought it was too bad. That's coming up on WFHR.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Turn around.
something is wrong with my baby.
From their album Double Dynamite, that was Sam and Dave with When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. And before that, we heard from The Spin Doctors from their album Pocket Full of Kryptonite. That was Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have an artist. He kind of got started. He was considered, I guess, a folky, a little bit, singer-songwriter, but don't let that fool you. He's been a music experimenter his whole career, and I love checking out what he does next. Here from his album, Bloodline Maintenance, Ben Harper with Where Did We Go Wrong?
Was it the last time or the time before? Not sure what comes first, the wager or the war to dismantle. Or detonate the bomb. Where did we go wrong? Straight talk only, accept no substitute. Must be lonely, live in an absolute. It's an emergency. Try to remain calm. To find someone else to blame, they stormed the castle, but the king turned out to be a pawn. Where did we go wrong?
love goes wrong, then nothing goes right. Good turns to bad, day turns into night. Without that girl, you know you can't win. When love walks out, I said the blue walks in. She ain't there. You are on a road, yeah, that'll lead you nowhere. I say you just can't find the place that you belong. Nothing goes right for you when love goes wrong.
Day if I'm right or wrong. People say I'm foolish, how are they to know? What they say is right, ain't necessarily so. My mind is made up and I'm gonna follow through. I'm gonna go right in and come out of loving you. Well, right or wrong, I'm gonna end it all. I'm gonna take a chance on this romance if I'm right or wrong. People say I'm foolish, how are they to know? What they say is right, ain't necessarily so. Made up and I'm gonna see it through. I'm gonna go right in and come out of loving you. Well, right or wrong, I'm gonna end it all. I'm gonna take a chance on this romance if I'm right or wrong. Right or wrong, right or wrong, right or wrong.
Midwest sensation and early Bob Dylan employer, that was Bobby V with the instrumental group The Ventures with If I'm Right or Wrong. They actually put together a whole album. It's very good. I really enjoy that song. And before that, we heard from one of my all-time favorite voices. What I say, man, great voices this week. Lou Rawls with When Love Goes Wrong. One more segment to go, ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap things up this week. Remember earlier when I was talking about the Psychedelic Furs? Well, up next, we're going to have a band that appeared with some of their members when they went on hiatus in the early 1990s. Stick around on WFHR.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 57. Sunshine, highs in the mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday, lows in the mid-50s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 60. Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 84, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Currently, 78 degrees.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
And I turn my back on my faith. It's like glass when we break. I wish no one in my place. And I've seen you don't need their sins when their turn goes in deep. And I'm lost.
run. I'm on the right train,
right train,
but the wrong track. Come on, boy, help me get it all back. You know I love you, baby. Don't tell me, baby, I got the right street, baby, but the wrong direction. Somebody new left me sitting right here, wallowing in my pity and my pride. I got the
right street,
but the wrong direction. Help me find a way to your affection.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan from their album Rags to Rufus. That was I Got the Right Street, but the Wrong Direction. And we open up this final set on Seth Face of the Music this week with Love Spit Love from their debut self-titled album, Am I Wrong? And that featured Richard Butler and his brother, both from the Psychedelic Furs. Up next, we have an artist who has really paved her own way. She got started in that same group with Brittany and Christina and all those one-named girls, but she's kind of really done her own path. She's a fantastic songwriter, and I love her. I think she's so great. In fact, she just released a duet with Adele at the time of this recording just a couple of days ago, and it is very, very good. We're going back to her fantastic album, Funhouse, for this one, 1 Foot Wrong. Here's Pink.
Am I sweating, or are these tears on my face? Should I be hungry? I can't remember the last time that I ate. Call someone, I need a friend to talk me down. But 1 foot wrong, I'm gonna fall. Somebody gets it, somebody gets it. For 1 foot wrong, somebody gets in, somebody gets it. All the lights are on, but I'm in the dark. Who's gonna find me? Who's gonna find me? Just 1 foot wrong, you'll have to love me when I'm gone. Does anyone see this? Lucky me, I guess I'm the chosen one. Color and madness, first in line, I put my mind. Some freedom.
find the beauty in all of this. I go straight to the dark side, the abyss. If it's bad, is it always my fault?
And that's going to wrap things up for Seth Faces the Music this week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Glad to have you along on this weekend. We have more coming up next week, a new theme, more music, more fun. And we're going to go out with what I think is one of my 10 favorite albums from the 1990s. It is Bell and Sebastian from their absolutely electric album, If You're Feeling Sinister. Here's The Boy Done Wrong Again. So long, everyone. Have a great week.
The boy done wrong again. Hang your head in shame and cry your life away.
The boy done wrong again.
Hang your head in shame and cry your life away. Are you okay now? On Saturday I was an angel shining there. You shone louder, longer, you put my shine to shame, put me to shame now.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. The Federal Reserve, by all accounts, is expected to cut interest rates when it meets in Washington this week. President Trump has been pushing for a cut for months and did so again tonight.
I think you have a big cut.
because I don't think he can help with cutting. It's perfect for cutting.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on what could happen.
I think it's more likely to be a quarter of a percentage point, at least for this meeting.
At the Kennedy Center in Washington.
Heavens are roaring.
A vigil for Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist killed Wednesday in Utah. Correspondent Carter Evans.
Investigators haven't released a motive for the shooting. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News the suspect is not providing information to authorities.
In light of the killing, even though he was not a politician, he was political. And CBS's Willie James Inman reports.